President Trump's critique of National Prayer Service sparks controversy. On January 21, 2025, President Donald J. Trump took to his social media platform, Truth Social, to express his dissatisfaction with the National Prayer Service held at the Washington National Cathedral on January 21, 2025. In his post, he criticized Episcopal Bishop Marianne Edgar Buddy, who delivered the sermon, labeling her a radical left hardline Trump hater, and describing her tone as nasty and not compelling or smart. He further accused her of bringing her church into the political arena in an ungracious way and failing to address issues such as illegal immigration and crime. President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and their families attended the National Prayer Service, a tradition following presidential inaugurations. During the service, Bishop Buddy emphasized unity, compassion, and inclusivity. She urged the administration to protect immigrants and respect LGBTQ+ rights. She highlighted these communities' fears and challenges, calling for mercy and understanding. Below is part of the sermon. Millions have put their trust in you. As you told the nation yesterday, you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now, Buddy said. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in both Democratic, Republican, and independent families who fear for their lives. Then, she turned to illegal immigrants, which contradicts federal law. The people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, Buddy said. They may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. Response to the sermon was swift and pointed. He described the service as very boring and uninspiring, criticized Bishop Buddy's remarks, and demanded a public apology from her and the church. The president publicly denounced Bishop Buddy, and supporters of the administration have echoed his sentiments. This incident underlines the complex relationship between politics and religion in America and highlights the challenges religious leaders and politicians face. President Trump's original posting.